Society leaves the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. If we can't win at the ballot box because it's being stuffed or the numbers jiggered digitally, we can always vote with our pocketbooks. And since the ones who wish to rule the world put such value on money, whereas increasingly the rest of us will find ourselves putting value on love, the quantum financial system and other related measures are likely causing the Dark Ones deep concern. The word panic being thrown about freely these days may apply. Go woke, go broke has certainly been proven again by the Jaguar experience, as if Bud Light, Target, and a few others were not enough to get the point across. The vast majority of people in the world who don't have a financial interest in the matter don't appreciate a whole way of being shoved down their throats. They don't appreciate their work, educational, and social lives being turned into a Mad Hatter's Tea Party. They don't appreciate the hatred that's being conveyed by so many. Never mind the core values, which may or may not be admirable, the hate-filled manner in which the program was put across was enough to sink it, in my opinion. But what it did do was to focus attention on areas of society which are not working. I'm sure we're not correcting problems relating to discrimination and persecution fast enough for anyone's satisfaction. Do we always need a house on fire before we react? I grant that the Divine Mother has her own way of sorting out those committed to evil doing from those committed to love. It's called ascension. And ascension is only love, as the Divine Mother reminds us. Divine Mother, we are not talking about transient interpretations of what is transpiring. It is aligning and adhering to the standalone truth. And the standalone truth, sweet one, is only love. Those committed to love expand their consciousness with divine help in our upcoming planetary ascension. Those committed to evil doing may not survive the preliminary ring of fire, wave of love, as the Federation of Light has noted. See footnote 4. All of this takes place as the higher energies coming from other civilizations, the angelic domains, and the Mother Father One are causing us to expand and develop. I predict we'll find our desire to share, assist, and serve increase as time goes on because, A, love must flow, and B, we get to experience it as we allow it to flow through us to others. See footnote 6. The Mother has arranged so that everyone goes to their chosen and appropriate place, some to a new third dimensional placement, and others to the fifth dimension or higher. However, Matthew Ward has told us that it's up to us to bring lawbreakers to justice. That's what's transpiring at the moment. We're in the phase of ascension that's been called the time of separation. Whatever we do or don't do, we'll be seeing more and more people leaving. I recommend that we now concentrate on ending the rule of the dark. Very few people know about or accept ascension, so we need to be committed to leading public opinion by rounding up the elitist cabal and legally cleaning house. What we light workers uninvolved in the conflict need to do as well, in my opinion, is support this effort to liberate the world in every way. Celebrate the men and women going down in it tunnels to free the sex captives and adrenochrome torture victims. Brackets, med beds will help them erase their memories. Support the efforts of the Judge Advocate General and the Department of Justice to turn back the wave of crime and destruction that's been unleashed on us by the last administration. And bear the shortages and disruptions cheerfully that any war can cause. This one is transpiring internally in every affected country. That's because the ones who wish to control the rest of us are part of a global push for domination.